This is CliffCentral.com.
And we got that jungle music, and apparently French Montana dropping that new jungle album sometime in July. We were out, Come When I, Taboo, last night, Montana. What I'm proud to say is that Nasty C killed it. It was ridiculous. Like, Montana should go back to the States. Like, we should have just paid for Frenchie. Like, I mean, for Nasty. But yeah, CliffCentral.com, no borders. Shout out to the people I was out with last night. Fez, Liz, we had a great time. And I'm here in shades for no reason. About to talk about serious things. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? You know, we switch it up. And that's the balance of life. Kamu just walked in. I saw his big self coming in. But yeah, and everybody knows, I hope everybody knows that No Borders is now in partnership with MTV Sugar Down South. So the conversation is, we've always been an Africa, pan-African show. And, you know, we focus on African issues continentally, not just, you know, South Africa or Zimbabwe, you know, things that affect all of us. And one thing that definitely affects us is sexual reproductive health, especially as Africans. HIV and AIDS. Montana. What up, man?
How you doing?
I was just saying, you know, man, hey, last night, cray.
Are you said? Did you actually start with that?
Ha.
God.
I would be saying ha the whole day.
I thought you were going to introduce me to our guests.
First of all, hey, the guests aren't even in the conversation. This is our show. They can hold up. You know
okay,
what I mean?
All right. Okay.
I actually bumped into Doc. I was driving and his Mercedes was in the front. I'm like, who is this dude?
Yeah.
I drove around. I'm like,
oh, that's fresh.
Who are you, though? You know what I mean? Who are you? And
this
then I and then I, yeah, and then I came in and I'm like, oh, and then Zola's like, oh, that's the person we're waiting for. I'm like,
oh, okay. Snap.
Let me just walk down. Like, hey, Doc.
Oh, so you're driving now?
Why do we have to mention these things?
Are you driving now?
There are a couple of cars at home.
I know. Yeah. a few S600s, you know, nothing crazy.
I started S600, but yeah.
But you good?
Yeah, I'm good. Chilling.
100%.
Montana. Nasty C killed it. We should have paid for Nasty and not Montana.
I think Nasty C should have just stayed at home because, honestly, for me, nah. It wasn't.
Nah, French was the star power.
Thank you.
He's a star.
And that's what's sad for me.
It's
because
Bad Boy.
Because I actually have come to accept the fact that in South Africa we don't have stars. We don't. Nobody got star power here.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Dude, French Montana
is TV though.
French Montana is hot with one song this year, right?
Yeah.
One song.
Unforgettable.
Nasty C is probably the biggest musical phenomenon in generations for South Africa. And when he came on stage, it was like, okay.
But I mean, this is something we're about to get into, and I was explaining before you came through, and then messed
everything up.
I mean,
as usual, I know.
Messed, you know, the whole, everything was in coordination.
Yeah.
Doc is holding his chin like, what did I get myself into? Who are these dudes?
It's okay, Doc. As long as you didn't go to Dub in July, it's fine. There's still some sort of you know, sanity in the world. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, we were talking about you know, we No Borders, MTV Sugar Down South.
Yes.
The partnership, crazy.
Yeah.
Shout out to MTV Sugar Down South. We're gonna be playing episode 2
today. Yes.
Yeah, today of the radio drama series.
100%.
But I mean, in line with everything sexual reproductive health,
yeah,
you know, HIV and AIDS and everything that MTV Sugar Down South is about.
Yeah.
We've got people from the Board of Healthcare Funders.
Yeah.
I thought it was NHI. I don't know why. I don't even know what NHI was.
Well, but
you know when people just send you like acronyms like... Yeah, nah, yeah. Nah, nah,
and,
like,
and they expect you to know. They're like, yeah, we're from NHI. Like,
yeah, and then like, Board of Healthcare Funders. We wish. I'm like, what does... So first and foremost, introductions. We've got Zola, who's the marketing manager, marketing and communications manager.
Yes.
Okay, so this is where the money is at. Okay, I'm going to just sign.
Yeah, move there, though.
I wish.
She signs the checks.
Yeah.
Zola,
yes. we're in partnership with
MTV Sugar Down South, No Borders, CliffCentral.com.
Okay,
we can
great.
Be in partnership with you as well.
We love partnerships.
And then we've got the MD,
yes.
Dr. Mini here.
Okay.
Doctor. You can easily just agree with her to just make everything happen.
And it passes off so well as a doctor. Imagine if he was on a soap like Generations. Like, and they're like, this is a doctor. Like, yes, this is a doctor. This is definitely a doctor. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to start with the easy questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zola, not to say that but we're going to put Doc to task.
Yeah.
Everything about health for me is, especially with Obamacare, and we're calling the show the Africa Care edition.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. Zola, what does the Board of Healthcare Funders do? What is it?
Okay, thank you. The board
I've never heard of it.
Board of Healthcare Funders is an association for medical schemes and administrators in South Africa. So we do represent seven countries, Zimbabwe, recently Malawi, which makes us to eight.
Sorry, Zola, that's the first time someone's actually said Zimbabwe at the top of any list.
Oh my goodness.
She's like, we represent Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe. I'm like, wait, hold on.
We do.
What?
We do.
We have representation.
Yes. We've got Botswana, Lesotho, Namibia. Doc, you help me if I forgot. Yeah.
South Africa, Swaziland.
Yes.
Oh, wait, Swaziland.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Fez, you've been represented for the first time ever.
It sounds like an AFCON ranking. Yeah. South Africa comes there. South Africa.
Swaziland. Yeah. Right at the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we are a representative organization supporting medical schemes to support their members. So basically looking at affordability, accessibility to healthcare in all these countries. And
okay, so I don't understand. Sounds like a Ponzi scheme right now.
Yeah.
What do you mean by we support? Like, break it down for the layman, for me.
For the layman, it
means... What exactly do you do?
Like any industry association, we do champion initiatives that are affecting the industry. So, for instance...
So, like a workers' union?
Yes, it's like a workers' union, but we specific to medical schemes and administrators.
Okay.
There are challenges in the industry, and we do champion through advocacy, coming to radio, Cliff Central, and ask, you know, answering the difficult questions.
Okay, you will be asking
a lot of difficult questions.
Yeah.
And so this means that you guys are a private entity if you're in multiple countries. It's not a parastatal.
No, we're not.
My assumption was it would be a parastatal.
Yeah, so like, but I guess, well, maybe not.
Mm-hmm. Well, health, I think, government.
Considering it spans across so many countries, I'd assume they're probably, they'd have to be private entity. Yeah.
Yeah, we are private. We represent the schemes in those different countries.
Better salaries, though. Yeah.
Okay, so in terms of the schemes.
Yes.
Break that down. So you'd be working with, let's say...
A Bonitas.
Yes.
Simas.
Yes.
Like
Simas in Zimbabwe.
So what would
Very
you be
corrupt
doing?
Organization,
what would you be doing with them? What is your role?
Yeah.
How do you affect Simas?
So by championing several issues. From an affordable point of view, you'll find, like in Zimbabwe, there's legislative changes that would affect the schemes there in Zimbabwe. Yeah. We share some of the experiences here in South Africa. For instance, they do negotiate with the doctors in terms of the tariffs. So whatever the doctor charges, they do negotiate. And it's something that South Africa had been doing for quite some time.
Yeah.
And we share those experiences.
No offense, Zola, but I don't think it's working out well in Zimbabwe.
We do understand.
I don't think it's working out well anywhere.
Anyway, we do understand.
My mom's got cancer and we are paying a lot.
Yes.
We've had people from the Cancer Association of South Africa here.
Mm. And I guess that's why we're here.
We're going to post a doc.
Yeah.
No, Doc is the MD, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to.
Don't worry. You market, try and sell this as best as you can.
Yes.
He needs to convince us that this makes sense. So it's fine. Okay. Go on, Zola. No one's going to disturb you again. Continue selling. Come on.
Okay. So I guess the reason why we're here is basically for those kind of reasons because our industry is very complex industry, complex issues. Quite a lot of imbalances within any healthcare system in
South
Africa.
Complex because I still don't understand what you do.
Really?
Like, I don't understand what they do.
Do you have to sit closer to her?
No. I'm thinking, okay.
Yeah.
What are the healthcare systems that are in South Africa?
We've got two healthcare systems.
We've got the private and the government, right?
Yes.
Parastatal. So let's talk parastatal wise, because obviously everyone goes and attacks the government.
Yeah. Yes.
PASMAS, right? Is it PASMAS? Am I right?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And that's an acronym for PASMAS.
Public service.
Yes.
All I know is they've paid me for something. I think it was a voiceover in 2011. Yeah.
But anyway, so what you guys do? What do you do when you're I mean, in your relations with PESMAS?
Yeah.
What do you actually do?
We look at the bigger issues. So okay. Not issues that wouldn't, they do at the end of the day affect you as a member, but mm-hmm. the bigger issues like healthcare costs, which are affecting PESMAS. It's unaffordable at the moment. They can't pay the doctors. What can we do to...
So you just don't deal with the healthcare providers. You also deal with like the hospitals and the industry in totality?
We deal with the medical schemes and helping them
to
deal with the hospitals and the providers.
Okay.
Using the expertise that we have within the organization from a benefit design, we look at how can we help schemes have better benefits to their members at the end of the day.
Now I get it.
Yes.
Now I get it.
Nice.
Okay.
Now you can ask Doc the difficult questions.
This is you're starting to sweat. It's like, no, this is the wrong show. We should have gone.
No, I told like you,
we, we should have gone to 702.
White people don't do this.
No, they don't.
Because white people have great healthcare schemes.
No, and
like, I really don't have any problems. So what are you doing for me? You're doing a really great job.
We're black here, and we need to know, like, right. So you guys are getting paid for what?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's it.
Doc, we Dr. Mini, who is the MD, managing director of the board of healthcare funders. Welcome, sir. Sure, I had to do the formal, you know, that one from like when there's a podium.
Just in case we slip you a CV, Doc.
You're like, hey, yeah.
We need incomes need to generate more, please.
Exactly. Oh,
yeah.
In terms, because I want to get into healthcare in itself in Africa. I mean, you definitely can't run away from the fact that healthcare is very... What's the word I'm looking for?
You're looking for a few words.
There is no healthcare. Let's basically say there is no healthcare in Africa. Yeah.
There's a very laissez-faire approach to healthcare in Africa.
Yeah, I turned 31 and I was told, don't just go to the doctor and, you know, get a flu shot.
Yeah.
You need to start getting colonoscopies. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, nigga, who's paying for a colonoscopy?
No one's paying for that.
Yeah. So... our healthcare systems, especially our medical aid. First of all, who's on medical aid? Like, a lot of people are not on medical aid.
Yeah.
That's the first issue. Doc, can we address that before I get into the...
Yeah, the medical schemes, let me talk about South Africa.
Yeah.
Medical schemes in South Africa cover 16% of the population, which is about close to about 9 million people out of 55.
Three,
really?
Yes. And we are saying that is wrong. As the industry, medical schemes industry, were saying, when the government talks about introducing NHI, yesterday the NHI white paper was launched, and we said, this is what we've been waiting for. It's very, very exciting for us. It's always been a point of sadness that we can only cover about 9 million people out of 55 million. So we find... that there's, as far as we're concerned, everybody's excited. This is the opportunity to showcase what we've been doing for the 9 million people. Let's take the challenge to spread it out and help the government establish systems to make sure that we're able to cover the 55 million people.
That's quite startling.
Yeah.
If you think only 9 million people are covered out of an entire 55 million people.
And then think of, out of those 9 million, how many are white? I'm sorry. Yeah. And it has to be racial.
No, though. No. With us, we go there immediately.
It has to be racial.
So white people, you are 7 million. So it means 2 million of our
only
brothers
2 million
and
of our brothers. And but do you have those demographics? In regards to, out of those 9 million,
race,
how many are, Caucasian?
No. The majority of the people that are covered are white. That's for sure. I'm not sure of actual
figure.
Well, thank you very much for coming, Doc.
This
has been another edition of No Borders on CliffCentral.com, and great.
But I think the other interesting factor is that currently what we're spending, which is almost 120 billion in the private sector, is equivalent to whatever.
What?
Billion. 120 billion.
Yeah. Is
you
what
could kill someone by just saying 120 billion dead.
Is what's being spent in the public sector for 85% of the population.
But, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's quite a lot of imbalances, and the introduction of NHI is to come in and fix the structural imbalances.
Okay. But why is it taking so long?
Doc, I'm tired of pretending. Yeah. I've been pretending for the past 5 minutes. What's NHI?
NHI is a funding model for universal health care. Mm-hmm. In many countries, people don't talk about NHI. They talk about universal health care.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it's basically, NHI is the terminology that is preferred here in South Africa. But okay. It means covering everybody, universal health care.
How would that happen? Like, I mean, in a utopia.
Yeah.
Yes.
How would you structure universal health care?
It's not going to be utopia because it has to be real. If we remember, our constitution says it's a human right.
Everyone should have access to healthcare.
Everyone, yeah. Including those that are unemployed and the destitute, have to have healthcare. There's got to be a model for funding this. At the present moment, money is being taken from me and you who are working, and the state gives a subsidy to your employer to say, okay, if you give this guy medical aid, you can take so much from his salary. We'll chip in and give you a tax break. So we're encouraging employers to give medical scheme coverage to their employees. And it's been seen as only favoring people that are working. Mm. Now the government says, enough of that. Let's cover even those who are not working. So let's use these tax breaks that we're giving only to private healthcare sector to spread it out for the benefit of everybody else. In other words, the government is going to step in through its treasury, the finance ministry, to make sure that there's proper funding that covers all of us. The direct result of that, of course, is that there's not going to be any frills. Now as a medical scheme member, depending on the option you have chosen, you could go for fancy things.
Yeah, I like fancy things. Yeah.
Universal health care.
Just say.
Universal health care is going to cater for your health care.
Yeah.
Finish and clear.
Is it actually going to work? Because a lot of these things, systems are, you know, government says this, and then policymakers, then parliament.
Well, at least there's a white paper. There's a white paper now.
Yeah. So,
That's a huge step.
Are you supporting them? Why are you supporting them?
I need healthcare.
if you go to Canada presently, or you go to the UK, they've got a system that covers.
I was gonna say that, Doc.
Yeah. Especially Scandinavia. Yeah. Scandinavia has a system that works impeccably.
All these systems have slight differences, but it works.
It does.
It covers
work,
everybody. Yeah.
I mean, when I was a student in the UK, I remember burning my hands. Because I was making eggs in the microwave.
Really?
Yeah.
Eggs in the microwave? What are you doing? I was a student.
students do very weird things when there's no cooking oil. I didn't want to tell you the whole story, but look, you forced it out of me. So yeah, I had eggs, no cooking oil.
Yeah.
But I thought, hey. So I reached into this microwave. And I was that hungry, yes.
I get you.
And I pulled out this hot plate. And I literally burned my hands. So I called the ambulance and everything, blah, blah, ambulance comes through. And the whole time I'm in the ambulance, I'm in pain. Mm. Wow. But the African in me is telling me,
How am I going to pay this?
And I got treated so well. Like, literally, they sorted me out, blah, blah, blah. Put some sort of cream on me. I think it only exists in Europe. Because I couldn't find it here. I've been burnt many times after. I still couldn't get this cream. But basically, like, the way I was treated, and I literally just... Doug, like, I literally just got up and went home. And, like, never received a bill, in a sense, or nobody called me, like, oh, well, you owe us £740. Nothing. All the way from being fetched by the ambulance to the point of being treated. I didn't even wait for more than, like, 10 minutes, like, you know.
Wow.
Because clearly I was like,
hey, we got pickup trucks.
Yeah.
You know, ambulance? Put them in the pickup truck. Just throw a mattress in the back.
When I came to this country, initially when you even apply to get a study permit or whatever, like, you can't even register. They're like, you need to, if you're not having a medical aid.
Yeah.
Like, I have money. No, money's not. Listen, my brother, you are going to be having. There's bonitas there here. There's bonitas, and then all the other ones who have bribed me in the university and registration period. Come. But when I actually use this medical aid facility, one, it's overpriced. obviously, because they're taking advantage because you're an international student or whatever the case may be. And the other thing is that even the medical service that you receive from it is not as beneficial as you'd expect it to be for the price that you're paying. And I always go back to this thing in the UK. I'm like, but I literally actually never faced this problem. Like, people were looking forward to getting sick in the UK. That's why I realized...
You get a decent meal.
In the UK, if you're sick, you live better than people who are healthy. Because you come there and you're like, oh, I'm so just... No, yes, listen, we need to put you somewhere. To just give you a chance. Put you on some meds, you'll be fine. I was like, wow, like, why can't South Africa be like that with the level of development that the country has?
Why can't Africa?
We're trying to emulate them.
Yeah.
Doc, one of the biggest problems that we have is that when we speak of Africa, especially in South Africa, we speak of South Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zola, South Africa is not Africa.
I'm glad you touched on the student visa issue. It's one of the issues that we're championing on behalf of our members. It's a big issue.
I was the deputy president of the SRC twice. Yeah.
Yes.
And I was the international student president of South Africa for 2 years.
Good for you. Good for you. Yeah.
Corruption.
I was going to say, that it's been an issue that's been affecting our members for quite some time in all the different countries. Yeah. It's an issue that we trying to find solutions for, and we have interacted with Home Affairs and the Council for Medical Schemes, who have really said that they need to solve this.
No, they do.
So it's something, it's a huge issue. Yeah. It's affecting a lot of students, and we're trying to even involve SADC Desk to say, guys, really, the ministers always come together. Yeah. Why can't they make this issue priority? Because it is affecting all the different countries.
Thank you, Zola.
So if you're asking what we do for international members.
Yes.
This is one of the biggest things.
She's the perfect person for this job. I swear.
You think so?
100%.
Okay.
And she did HR, so I have an idea of a good employee and a bad employee. This is perfect employee.
Thank you so much.
I happen to agree. Yeah. Yeah.
Your job has been certified. If the contract was about to end,
yes,
it has been extended.
Thank you so much. I owe you, huh?
Don't worry. This podcast is going to be online forever.
Thank you.
So if ever you have a problem, you could always refer back.
I'll just draw it.
But this is what you... What happened? What is it? The standards? But no, I'm happy you said that, because I think I want to go to the part where you mentioned how ministers come together and leaders in general. A lot of our leaders just go get suits, get onto planes, sit in meetings, and wait for SMSs. I'm assuming that's what happens. Like that, for their money to enter for the trip or whatever. Because I haven't been
a minister. So I don't know.
Talk. Let's not expose you. MD is as good as a minister, right?
Oh, now. No.
but without
any power.
Without any portfolio, yeah.
Oh, minister without portfolio.
Without portfolio, yeah. But I mean, it's worrying. Yeah.
Genuinely.
Yeah.
Is healthcare an African priority? We don't talk about it. No. We talk about HIV and AIDS.
And war.
But I mean, in terms of health.
Yeah.
We only talk about malaria. When's the last time you heard about malaria? When there's an outbreak. Oh, snap.
Plus, malaria doesn't make money anymore, so no one really cares about malaria.
When healthcare issues, the only healthcare issue that I know of that we invest in, and shout out to MTV Sugar Down South, you know, partnership.
I think it's every 28 minutes.
Yeah, they're listening right now. They're listening. We have to talk about it. Episode 2 is airing today on cliffcentral.com. But I mean, in terms of healthcare, genuinely, in terms of healthcare in Africa, we only talk about HIV and AIDS.
Yeah,
everything else only comes up as a topic when there's an outbreak. Ebola, only when something happens. Cholera, only when something happens. Malaria, only when something happens. Is healthcare a continental issue?
Generally, there's underspending in healthcare in Africa. Yes. A few years ago, there was a meeting in Abuja that came up with the Abuja Declaration that said, of all our budgets, 15% should go towards healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
South Africa is at 8%, and it's the highest. I mean, that just shows you that there was no seriousness. The document was signed, no one took it seriously. So across the board, healthcare is underfunded.
It's a crisis. It's actually a major crisis, Doc, because if you think about it, for instance, how do we then move forward as a continent when such important issues like healthcare are not being prioritized? Because, I mean, Healthcare should be like the number one thing. If we can't get anything right, at least can we be healthy?
Talk, yeah. Let's even talk about war.
Yeah.
When we go to war, when America goes to war,
yeah.
they've got doctors
yes.
amongst their
amongst
soldiers.
The soldiers yeah.
yeah, they've got military doctors.
Yeah.
Just to show the importance of healthcare. But
Zimbabwean soldiers don't need doctors.
They just go, Baba.
If they shoot, catch bullet. I've never seen an injured. In fact, this is crazy. I've never. Even during the most acclaimed war we've been a part of was the DRC war. You know?
Yeah.
We had no casualties.
No, but I mean, we took over that war. And
we had no casualties.
Do you
officially?
Yes, officially. Yeah. So for them, healthcare was not a priority.
You're forgetting Black Hawk Down.
Yeah.
Somalia. But like when Clinton messed up and he sent his people, who cleaned that mess up?
It was us.
It was us.
Wow.
That's why Robert is still in power.
Yeah, I guess, well.
No, not us, it was you. Okay, I'm from Morocco.
Oh, yeah, but by the way, you've changed your citizens. I remember, yeah. It was last week, right? Yeah.
What is the board of healthcare funders doing in regards to the advocacy on a continental level?
Yeah.
This is no borders, a pan-African show, so we're not talking about one country.
Yeah.
On a continental level.
Yeah.
First of all, what are the structures? Are you going straight to the African Union? Mm. I heard you speaking of Abuja. I know, we have the Banjul Charter that was in, where's Gabon? Banjul.
Banjul? No.
Where's Banjul?
No idea.
The African Charter on Human and People's Rights was signed in, okay. But anyway, those matters. are you privy to such structures and do you advocate to those structures to say, okay, let's make healthcare
and are they, continental and are they issues? Even useful, Doc, honestly?
Yes, and are those structures
and feel useful? Free. Here's a very free space. Yeah.
In our region, we've got the SADC desk.
Okay, yes.
That is based
that spoke
in
about, yeah.
Mkhabarone. To date, we've failed to make contact with them.
Wow.
We've been bleeding to interact with them because we
really?
Know that that's where the ministers
that's Kamal's country, my man. It's hard to connect anyway.
That's where the ministers of health meet.
Yeah.
We wanted to share our vision and show that we work in the whole of the Southern African region.
Yeah.
But we haven't had any audience with them. We're hoping it's going to, Zola is working hard to get them to the conference in Cape Town, which is happening from the 16th to the 19th.
So SADC is literally ignoring our healthcare.
She's invited them.
Yep.
We have invited them to come in and speak. But I think from our own process, what we've done is we going into the different countries and trying to meet with the ministers of health from the different countries just to prioritize. So if we're not going to get SADC desk, let's rather try through our members in the different countries meet. So we've been already to Botswana where we met the deputy minister. And then
why couldn't you meet the minister?
That's my point.
Where do you mean?
The actual minister.
Minister was not available.
Oh, he wasn't available on the day.
Wow.
Well, we wouldn't know, but at least...
in Zimbabwe, we met the deputy minister.
Yes.
You know, don't worry. There, no one is ever available. In fact, let's call now. Let's just find out if somebody...
Dr. Parenyato, let's call Ruvenego.
Let's call Ruvenego. We have to call...
Ruvi, where are you?
Where's your father?
Where's your father? He's probably at home.
Yeah, he's probably sleeping.
Doing nothing.
Because he's 90. Okay, that's fine. But
so
anyway.
I was going to say, in terms of prioritizing, like Doc was... mentioned, we do have an annual conference, which is the 18th annual BHF conference.
Yeah.
We have invited people across the continent.
Yeah.
We've got speakers from Kenya who will come and share their experiences in terms of NHI. So we've got the guy who's leading the NHI in Kenya.
Okay.
And then we've got a guy from Ghana coming to share. He's the former CEO for NHI in Kenya, just to come and share some of his experiences. Mm-hmm. And then We've invited, I think, just to share from the Obama experience, Liz Fowler. She
Obamacare?
Yeah, the Obamacare.
Hey,
what can we
Trump
learn?
Did
yeah, so what can we learn from, what can we learn from them and all that stuff? And we've got somebody also from the Netherlands. So we try to have different systems, people from different systems to come and share their experience. But the African experience is the important one because I think there's quite a lot to learn from the different African countries.
Okay, Zola, you're being very technical.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Politically.
Yeah.
Because this is a political issue.
Yeah.
Yes. You cannot run away from the politics.
Yeah.
Can't.
The issue is money, mm-hmm. healthcare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's bottom line. So
Africa,
people don't want to spend.
Africa, poor.
Yeah.
Healthcare, dololo.
Yeah. End of story. Oh, but all of
Doc,
us, all of us,
Africa is not so poor.
So
thank you, thank
so,
you, Doc.
So, Doc, this is exactly the conversation that I want to have. Mm. Do you think that our politics is the reason why healthcare is not a priority in Africa?
Absolutely.
You hit the nail on the head, buddy.
And then I got that one answer.
See, if Palliser was here, would have had the round of
deputy,
applause. Yeah.
Deputy MD, KF Malindi Jr.
So we can't have you in any position of power. You're fine just here where you are. 100%.
But you see, the I think the important factor to note is that for an NHI to run perfectly, you have to have the political will. It's the marriage.
Zola, when do you guys become radical about your approach? Because Doc just told me now that you've tried to reach out to SADC.
That's my point. Everything I'm like, is political.
Doc, when do you pick up the phone and like, hey guys, you know what? Now I'm not playing anymore.
Call people out. Say I've sent you this number of emails. Yes. I've called your office this number.
And
of
why
times.
Are we not having an audience?
Why are we not having? And it's like I said, it's political. USAID is in Africa, and they're giving out ARVs and blah 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 and blah 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 blah. UNAIDS does so much stuff.
I mean, graphic design
World
contracts.
Health Organization does so much stuff. Do you know how much money? And this is why I'm saying where the politics comes in. Do you know that 30% of the World Health Organization's budget goes to paying staff?
And that's it.
Do we really need staff? We've got people here, dog, who can distribute ARVs.
And for
don't,
free.
Don't send your people. Yeah. Just give us, who will distribute ourselves.
We've got time, yeah.
And I'm going to get to, and this is a pan-African issue. I'm going to be a bit, you know,
African.
Leftist or rightist?
African.
Left.
Just be African.
Let's just be African.
So we can't choose sides.
Gaddafi, Gaddafi, Robert Mugabe. Yeah. We cannot run away from the principle that they speak of. And the principle is that the West has a grip on us. And healthcare is one of the grips they have on us.
100%.
None of the doctors who contracted Ebola during the Ebola outbreak, was that a year and a half ago?
Yeah.
Died. They were flown to Texas.
Yeah.
Ah, recovering.
Sorted.
Every African that contracted Baba.
Gone.
Dololo.
The first.
Rest in peace.
The actual first victim, what they built. They actually, because, okay, well, the story goes. Apparently, he was on a toilet seat. So they built a wall around him. They literally put bricks around him and just let him die in there.
Oh.
Wow.
Never had that.
So, Doc, my issue, and I know it's not directly, you know, the board of healthcare funders, like it's not directly one of your issues, but you can't run away from the politics. To say, in your negotiations with states, with regional bodies like the SADC, do you take into consideration the fact that the politics, the effect that the politics have? Because sometimes you're like, okay, government, please give us the money, and the government is like, we genuinely do not have the money,
or we just don't want to give you the money. Simple. No,
What's sad for us, which is really something that is creeping in, and we used to hear about this thing years gone by happening in North Africa. It's in our region now.
It's creeping in.
Where leaders and their families, when they get sick,
Jesus.
Hop into the plane,
Singapore,
and go to Singapore, go to Germany, go to all those places. In other words, you'll inherit good facilities, you destroy them, and from there, the local poor people, they end up being exposed to disease and famine, and you're safe with your family. It's real. And God forbid, we're saying it shouldn't happen here in South Africa. We're very proud that when President Mandela was sick, was going to a local hospital instead of going to London.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, we don't want to get to that, and it's really riles us. I mean, when you know politicians, I mean, they are not my favorite people. I don't know why you talked about that. But look at the visa issue. These guys have got keys. They've got relatives who struggle with visas because they have to get medical aid as a condition of getting the visa.
Yes.
And then what happens is that you get the visa, you come to UCT, whatever university you choose.
Yeah.
But you don't want to relinquish your Zimbabwean card, because when you go back for holidays, should you be sick, you need that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, the result of that is that at home, your parents are paying medical aid. Are paying Siemens there.
Yes,
they and come then and here, pay Bonitas.
It's Bonitas.
Wow.
And Bonitas.
Maybe they pay Tab or another.
It's Bonitas.
Doc. I didn't even realize that. You're right. Yeah. Because if you're a student, I mean, you have to be paying.
Yeah,
medical aid in two countries.
Yeah. And we, the politicians, know this thing. We're talking to Home Affairs. We're trying to fight against this thing and saying, let's find a middle way.
Level the playing field.
These guys, we've told them, nothing has happened. I mean, they've left it to us to try and find a solution.
Can you imagine?
But we're going to lobby. We're going to do what needs to be done.
And advocate, yeah.
And advocate and make sure that we win this battle. Kids can't be blocked from having the access to universities here. Because
they don't have medical aid.
They don't have medical aid. There's got to be a solution.
And it's crazy because your one right is like blocking the other right.
Yeah.
Your right to education is being blocked because you don't have the right to health. Healthcare. You know what I mean? Like, but Zola, within your travels, what country do you think has the best healthcare? I'm about to move there. Please say.
Wow. I've heard the...
In Africa.
In Africa. Well, so far I think South
Please
Africa.
Don't go far.
Come South Africa.
She was already in Europe. She's like, no. I think it's
Thank you for bringing me back home. I think South Africa at the moment, quite a lot of people are bringing people here.
At a 1/10.
Yes.
Okay, so the country that has 1/10 of its people on medical aid,
they're bringing them here.
It's the best.
Wait, 1/10.
Yes.
That is the best in Africa. The one that has 1/10.
Well, 20%.
Well, I'm not sure of the...
1/10, that's 10%. 9 million out of 55. Hmm. That's not even 1/10, dog.
No,
that's less. That's 1/8.
That's 0.5.
So far...
out of that 1/8,
probably
half of the 1/8, no, a quarter of the 1/8 are black.
Yeah.
Really? And that's the best
actually,
we have on the continent?
I'm just trying
to emphasize on...
I think... I don't know the stats very well. Doc can help me, but... Quite a lot of the countries are in the SADC region. They do bring in people
to South Africa.
Yeah. For the specialists. We do have good specialists. We do have
expensive ones.
So don't get it wrong. I think the South African healthcare system is good. Even the public sector, it has centers of there's quite a lot that's happening there. But they're stretched thin. Looking at the budget, looking at the amount of people that they have to service, it's making it very, very difficult.
Don't you think? Healthcare has a similar problem to most of the problems that we have in Africa generally, which is just administration.
Mm. Well, I'm not denying the fact that South Africa has the best. I'm just saying, if it is the best, why is the best the one that has 1/8?
Yeah.
So what's the worst? That's what I'm trying to stress.
Okay.
That if this is the best, can you imagine the worst? Imagine the Central African Republic. Imagine South Sudan,
man.
And Sudan right now. Countries that are going through civil wars, and you're thinking, and we're at 1/8.
But KF, it would be unfair to only say we cover 1/8. The 1/8 is in private healthcare.
Mm. Okay.
But the government is responsible for 100%.
Okay.
The Minister of Health is not Minister of Public Health. He's Minister of health. Health
across the board. Yes. Yeah.
Private healthcare, public healthcare falls under the minister. So it's one system.
Mm-hmm.
But the privileged few, that is me and you, who have medical schemes, are able to go to this private hospital down the road here, when other people can't.
Okay, no, go ahead, Doc.
In other countries in Africa, the private healthcare section of healthcare is very, very small.
Yeah.
Yeah. In South Africa, it happens to be very big.
Yeah.
And it's not only based here. You find, for instance, our hospitals are there in Switzerland, they are in Dubai, they are in Poland, in the UK. Netcare is in the UK. The UK. Life Healthcare is in Poland. We've got a MediClinic in India.
Mm-hmm.
Those who happen to have residents of Dubai,
They'll benefit from our local hospitals.
I guess that's why it's such a popular. It's just like home.
It's so popular. It's not
just
funny,
like home. Yeah. Like, let's just go to Mediclinic.
Let's go down.
Well, yeah. Since Tandy is there anyway.
So it is very, very developed. In fact, some of the countries that come, international countries like Philips and Siemens, who come here to teach us about private healthcare, they find that South African hospitals are more than hospitals in their country. So it's quite an interesting phenomenon.
It actually is. I mean, I'm actually glad that I've had the opportunity to have that sort of light shed upon me, like from somebody who actually looks at it from that. Because I just look at it like everything is bad. Hospitals are bad.
Doctors are bad.
Are we pessimistic or we're just disappointed?
I think the other thing that I need to share with you, I was in Spain 2 months ago. I had to drop it in.
And then she waited for the silence. She's like, so wait, I was...
You can stand up now.
So it makes sense why when you asked about the best, she was like, oh, well, I'm sure it's that place I was too.
So when I was there, one of the biggest things that came across was that they were saying the South African system, especially when you look at the private sector, the systems that we have, we're doing very well when you compare to the rest of the world. So the conference was being hosted by IFC, which works in different countries, over 100 countries.
IFC and standing for?
It's a World Bank division for international.
But it's part of the World Bank.
And one of the things that was said was that one of the things that they said was that
that's just my opinion, sorry.
the South African, it was one of the speakers there, that the South African system from a private sector point of view, we do have lots of capabilities and expertise that
can
we
can I stop you there as well, just for 1 second. This is what I wanted to hear.
Yes.
The raw truth.
Yeah.
From a private sector perspective.
Yes.
South Africa is amazing.
I was just about to go there. I was about to say
it's wonderful.
We're going back to politics.
So listen, people who are listening very attentively this afternoon.
The private sector.
From a white perspective, everything in South Africa private, is great.
Private means white.
Yeah. You see, the speaker said, "Ah, dark is." You see, but for the black ones,
I think
very bad.
No, there are fewer black people, but there are black people who
we're doing well.
Who are in private healthcare? Yes. I mean, quite a number of them.
And Doc is a black person and is a doctor. Saved.
So we're going to mention one.
And I'm black and I'm in the private sector and I'm good.
Listen to how you guys articulate. You know, you guys are clear with the agenda. Like, no, we are private. we're privately black. You know, we're not like public black people. Private black people.
But guys, understand. This is what we are offering to the state. We're saying. The state wants to cover 55 million people.
Mm. Yes. Mm.
And we're saying we've been doing this thing for years now, but only for a handful of people.
Yeah.
8.5, 9 million. We're saying we are ready. Instead of the government going out there looking for consultants from WHO.
Oh. Exactly.
Which is what they like to do.
We've been running administration systems. Yeah. We've been doing all
perfectly.
This.
Yeah.
That's what companies are. Yeah. And that administration is one of the biggest problems.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, it's on the public side.
So we've got it. I mean, if we're able to export some of our facilities to all these countries I've mentioned, why can't we offer it to the state?
Exactly.
And work with the government.
And why isn't the state trying to access that from you?
But because it goes back to the first thing that we were discussing. You asked the most important question. I think you covered everything in one statement. Why is healthcare not a priority and that's
for
it.
Africa?
Because the honest truth about it is that for a country like South Africa, with the level of development that they have, we don't need to keep sending emails, meetings, white papers, and what. It's just tedious.
Yeah.
Guys, sort it out. Really? In between buying houses,
that movie.
Oh, not buying, actually, renovating and upgrading houses, can we just look at healthcare for 2 minutes?
Because, Doc, I mean, one of the this is a very petty, maybe minor issue for yeah. all of you on the upper level.
Yes.
But there's a movie called John
Upper Key. Level?
Yeah, upper level.
No, wow, I've never heard that one before.
We can't sit in the same space unless it's here.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Do you think I could say
where
hi to
where
you
would I have met Doc? Where does that come from?
Unless he's driving slow on the road.
No, I'm saying upper levels of the healthcare system. Like, I mean,
I get you.
I'm talking about the issues that we face. So, Doc, there's a movie called John Q. Denzel Washington. I cry every time I see that movie. Wow. Like, every time. I will not bury my son. My son will bury me. Ah, tears, Baba. Anyway, you need to watch John Q.
You need to
watch I'm going to check.
So, John Q, and it's a very healthcare system.
Yeah, orientated movie, yeah.
So, at one point in time, the son was going for checkups.
Great example, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, well done.
The son is going for my checkups.
Yeah.
And the doctors would not check for anything else because of the healthcare plan that their son was on.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I go to the hospital, and instead of doing a full checkup, and they might even see, but they won't. They're like, I know we will not.
We can't tell him because it's not in that. It's not in that bracket.
Because he's not in that bracket where he can pay for those systems. That's my major issue in terms of healthcare.
Yeah.
And even when I started my new job, they gave me the plan. They're like, the white people, they love it. Here, we're on Discovery. Here are the plans. I'm looking at the proper plan. The actual plan is like 4.8. I'm like, that's the actual plan
my salary?
For an individual.
Imagine.
The actual plan for an individual for Discovery is 4.8. I'm like, wait, you want to take my whole salary?
If you cough in a nightclub, they need to be there.
Talk, I mean, these are the, you see, so when you're talking to the people and we're talking about IFS, World Bank, yes, fair and fine. Mm. Please advocate for us. Mm. But the minor issues are these issues. When I go to the hospital, I might have a flu. But then if there's a tumor, can you please tell me?
Can you just tell me?
KF, this is what the minister is pushing for. There's great inequality in private healthcare.
Yeah.
You've said it yourself. When you go to hospital, there's something called hospital authorization.
Yeah.
Authorization means we're going to phone your scheme before we admit you.
Yeah. Mm.
And check how much money you've got there so that we put you where you belong. that's hospital authorization.
Yes.
They don't just push you in. Uh-uh. They just say, let's quickly phone the scheme. Yeah.
Or they just look at the color of your card.
And
they're like, you must leave.
Your classic. If you don't have cover, the law says the private hospital should just stabilize you.
Yeah.
And try and get an ambulance
to take
from
the public facility.
From the public facility next door and to very come true. And take you over. Now the minister says we should not. I mean, other people, when they get into serious difficulties financially, they end up selling their homes.
Mm. Oh, 100%.
Because of financial bills.
Yeah.
Oh, the minister says we should not have people having to sell their homes because of
just to survive.
You need to watch camp. John Q. Yeah. They sold everything.
I'm going to find. Fortunately, it's my favorite. Most favorite actor.
Yes, Denzel Washington. Yeah. I was about to say the M word in the middle because you got to say Denzel Mother Washington. But then we've got a respectable man.
We can't do it.
Hey, we got to round this up.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mini. Thank you so much, Zola.
Yeah.
Board of Healthcare Funders. I know it off the top of my head now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And now we've got something fancy to talk about in this cafe.
Yeah,
what do you think about it? Yeah.
And then you just take out your phone. You're like, hello, Zola.
Two tequila, one black label.
Just tell him I'm coming later.
But just as a final note for myself, I think on a very personal level, for me, it hasn't settled very well that we're only covering 16% of the population.
Yeah.
And representing the private sector that really wants to get involved to spread this out to the rest of the population, we've made it a priority as Board of Healthcare Funders. That's why we have the conference from the 16th to the 19th of July.
Mm-hmm.
We want this as a priority. This is our bit in terms
and
of.
And where's the conference?
It's in Cape Town.
It's in Cape Town. It is in Cape Town.
So, and we will be discussing the move towards
and
universal health.
How do people attend?
They register online.
Get into our website.
www.bhfglobal.com. So, would like to encourage everybody to participate in the health space and take this debate forward.
So, is it only people in the health space or members of the public can come through, or
they can
come through. Yeah,
health affects all of us.
There you go. So yes, I think that's actually something we should
think
look
we,
into.
I that. Think maybe we should broadcast live.
Yeah, I think
from,
we should broadcast
from Cape Town. From Cape
we need you to, so that yeah, just down. To yeah. educate the member at the yeah. end of the day. Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Let's, yeah. let's form this partnership.
I like Doc.
MTV Sugar Down South, No Borders, cliffcentral.com. Thank you so much to the Board of Healthcare Funders, Zola, Dr. Mini. Thank you so much for coming through, educating us. There's so many issues regarding this, especially with the youth and in terms of HIV and AIDS and you know, sexual reproductive health.
Yeah.
Everything is interlinked.
Yeah.
Episode 2, MTV Sugar Down South, cliffcentral.com, Kamu KF.
Catch you next week.
MTVS /415/102/E. That's how we
do it down south, boy. That's what they call it down south. Welcome to MTV Sugar Down South. This is Kensani's story.
Come here, baby, I want you, so come on, hop up in the bed.
He's all I think about, all the time. You know, the way he looks at me, the way he makes me feel. The world can view our love as wrong, but it's the purest thing I've ever known. Yes, he's married. And yes, he's my teacher, but I don't care. I know he loves me. And one day, when I finish school, we'll be together. I know this is not perfect, but I'm not giving up on him. Lionel, you are my one true love. It's after school and you're in his car. Right under everyone's noses.
You're hot. No, sorry. No, I shouldn't have said that.
No, no. You remain strong. You can say anything to me. Did you miss me over holiday?
No, I do.
I missed you more.
Kumeling, I need to get back home by 4.
You'll be home by 4. Don't want to upset your mother and father.
You're so sweet. You're so sweet.
No. You're sweet.
How can this be so wrong when it feels so right? It's like you put a spell on me. I don't want this feeling to ever end.
My father is the pastor at our church. He and my mother would be horrified if they knew about me and Lionel. Thank goodness for my best friend, Itzula. Now, I don't know what I'd do without her.
Hello,
Sissy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. A little bit lonely, my dad's on the road again.
Oh, but you know you're always welcome in our home.
Yes, that's actually why I'm here, to find out if Kensani can maybe come and watch some DVDs at my place.
Of course. Our daughter with you is always in good company.
But of course, Ubaba would never let us leave without a blessing.
I will say this of my Lord, that is my refuge and my fortress,
Amen.
My God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler,
Amen.
And from the deadly pestilence. Yes.
I have amazing parents. They love me deeply and would do anything for me. If this is my life, I have to do me. Of course we weren't going to watch DVDs. It's the freshest turn up tonight. And if I can't be with Lionel, I want to have a good time with my friends.
Johnny, let's go get some drinks.
No, I just want water, eh?
Water? At a turn up? Really?
Solo, I'm just not in the mood right now.
Why? Because you're in the mood for Lionel, ne?
And don't be stupid. I mean, he's a teacher. How'd it look? Like, it's enough.
Okay, fine, Mrs. Lionel.
I hate it when we fight. We agree about everything except this. But Zulu is still interested in stupid young boys. I have a real man.
And then the most incredible thing happened.
Oh my gosh, Mzala, he's here. I've got to go.
You just got here and you're leaving me.
Don't act like you wouldn't do the same.
I wouldn't, and I'm the one who picked you up. Don't forget that, ne?
Woo! Can brother man calm down? And when are you just running after him like a lovesick puppy?
Don't be like that, Tommy. I have to go now. Come on.
Okay, no, I see you leaving me for him.
Tommy, was about strong. I've got love to chase.
There's a difference between love and sex, Kenzie. You remember that.
Bye, yeah. Alicia!
Of course I lived. One day she'll understand. When your destiny comes calling, you can't turn the other way. You owe it to yourself to run towards it and grab it with both hands. He came for me. He left his wife and daughter at home to be with me. That means everything.
I feel like my heart is going to burst.
His earrings look beautiful on you.
He buys me the most thoughtful gifts.
Thank you.
No one can tell you how love is supposed to feel. You write your own love story. Someone once said, love isn't something you find. Love is something that finds you. You don't know what to do to every single person around you. You got charisma, girl.
Would you ever consider a blesser? Hit us up via USSD by texting *134*7714# with your answer. A. Yes, it is the only way to get nice things. B. Yes, everyone's doing it. C. No, it is morally wrong. Or D. No, it is a dangerous game. Terms and conditions apply. MTV Sugar Down South was proudly brought to you by MTV Stayin Alive Foundation, Positive Action, Children's Investment Fund Foundation, Mari Stopes International, Department of Basic Education South Africa, PEPFAR, USAID, and MTV Base. That's how we do it on South,
boy. That's what they call it on South. This is CliffCentral.com.